AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Three children and three adults are dead, shot at a school in Nashville. Chief John Drake says the shooter, a 28-year-old woman, was later shot and killed.
At one point, she was a student at that school, but unsure what year, all of that.
President Biden is again calling on Congress to act. The AP's Sagar Magani is at the White House.
It's heartbreaking. A family's worst nightmare.
The president says something must be done to stop scenes like in Nashville.
It's ripping our communities apart, ripping the soul of this nation, ripping at the very soul of the nation.
He's imploring Congress to pass a ban on some semi-automatic weapons. Minutes earlier, spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre said enough is enough.
How many more children have to be murdered?
Just before that, First Lady Jill Biden, a teacher.
I am truly without words, and our children deserve better.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
David Pecker, a pivotal figure in the hush money payment investigation of Donald Trump, was seen leaving the Manhattan building where a grand jury has been meeting for months. There's still no word on when the panel might vote on a possible indictment of the former president. The family of an American couple who has been kidnapped in Haiti is pleading for their release. Nikis Toussaint says that gangs kidnapped her brother, his wife, and a third person traveling with them March 18th. In Utah, Terry Sanderson testified about being hit on the ski slope by Gwyneth Paltrow.
Everything was great, and then I heard something I've never heard at a ski resort, and that was a blood-curdling scream. Just, I can't do it. It was... And then, boom.
The man suing Paltrow says he was rammed into from behind and sent absolutely flying. Stocks finished mixed, the Dow up 194 points. This is AP News. A UN expert advising the International Olympic Committee says some Russian athletes who served in the invasion of Ukraine may be allowed to compete in Paris.
The UN Special Rapporteur for Cultural Rights, Alexandra Zamfeki, said late Sunday only Russian military members implicated in the allegations of war crimes, genocide, crimes against humanity, or propaganda for war should be denied neutral status to compete in international sports ahead of the 2024 Paris Olympics. Zamfeki has angered Ukrainian athletes who took part in an IOC-hosted call to consult them ahead of an Olympic announcement due Tuesday to update guidance for sports bodies 16 months before the opening of the Paris Games. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Quarterback Lamar Jackson says he requested a trade from the Baltimore Ravens, saying the team has not been interested in meeting his value. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.